I'm speaking with Patrick Druller.
Yes.
Consultant for fuel cell applications. He's consulting, in this case, for Apria in France.
And a few other companies, including Mesdea, which is a fuel cells industry, and also Pirelli Thai, and they are doing membranes.
Okay, well, I didn't want to interrupt the interesting things you were saying about the importance, the difference between a purpose designed battery scooter, which has to have good weight balance.
Yes. I mean, the electrical scooters is obliged to have a big weight, which is in bar. So the key factor for an electric vehicle, whatsoever it is, a bus, a car, or two wheels, is to have a good weight balance. That's the key. So you recognize a good electric car first by the chassis, and by all the configuration of the weight balance that you have in it. And so we have very good example on the two wheels. I mean, the most nice example is here. It's a Vectrex one. But on the bus, we don't have here electric bus. And so it's difficult to show you how you recognize a good electric bus or a bad electric bus. But it's always the chassis who makes the difference.
But when you use the term electric car, electric bus, you mean battery electric?
Battery.
Okay.
Electric.
For a fuel cell scooter, somebody was trying to discuss with me that the direct methanol fuel cell develops a very low wattage, and this makes it difficult to achieve the types of performance they want on the Vectrex. I'm not exactly sure what they're achieving.
Well, you know, direct methanol fuel cells is a very useful means because you can use methanol directly, but he has some certain kind of limits. Certainly in kind of power and also the price ratio, because you have 10 times more platinum on a direct methanol fuel cells than on a fuel cells. On a fuel cells, you need 0.2 grams of platinum per kilowatt, and on direct methanol fuel cells, you need 2 grams. So that's a factor of 10 between the two of them. For low power, this has no meaning. If you are doing a range extender, you have to see it more. You don't have to just see the direct price of the direct methanol fuel cells. You have to see the advantage it gives you and whatsoever. But that's for sure that you cannot have a car with a direct methanol fuel cells. And you cannot even have a scooter which is only driven by direct methanol fuel cells. So direct methanol fuel cells are going to have an important part in the market of portable electronics, not the cell phone.
If you have a car or scooter with direct methanol fuel cells with some other additional device on board, perhaps that could be implemented?
Sure. I mean, you can always... that's the flexibility, you know, of direct methanol fuel cells. It can be a very good range extender. That's the purpose of direct methanol fuel cells. On the cell phone, the direct methanol fuel cells will be a cordless charger. So again, they will charge the battery of your cell phone, of your pad, without the need of a cord.
Well, I'm sorry.
And this will, you know, the service that they bring, it's so important that you can afford the price of the fuel cells itself.